Time now for the Mr. Floor Tip of the Week. For over 29 years, Mr. Floor has provided Chicago, the North Shore, and suburban homeowners and businesses with the finest hardwood flooring, installation, refinishing, and repair. Learn more at MrFloor.com. Almost there. Hesitated too much. All right, there we go. Okay, so going with this Earth Day special theme that we've got going today.
Yep.
You brought show and tell stuff.
Of course. Visual aids on the radio is awesome.
Okay. So that's why we're going to do the periscoping thing. You got the periscoping thing going?
Yes, I do.
Excellent.
All right. Well, at the boys over there.
But you're talking.
I'm talking?
So that's why I'm on you right now.
Okay. Very well.
Because I don't see any visual aids.
No?
People, but no visual aid.
So if you go to Periscope, you can download the app, and then you can watch what we're actually talking about.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Good morning.
Nice.
Aaron and Igor from Mr. Floor, the Mr.'s Floor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, so starting out with wood just would be, it sounds to me like it's a natural green product.
Right.
It's renewable.
Absolutely.
It's all of that.
Absolutely.
Right? So we should all be putting in wood floors.
We absolutely should all be putting in wood floors.
If we do say so ourselves.
Okay.
So there are green products and there's real green products.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you also, besides just wood floors that are, you're replanting, you're taking out of the environment, putting back in, you can actually do a lot of reclaimed wood floors as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you knock down a barn, take that wood, get it remilled, and you can use that as a reclaimed product, which is also a very green product.
Okay. And that's good old growth lumber, too, that
right.
You're not going to find anywhere else.
Exactly.
Yeah, and there's a huge market, Ron, for reclaimed materials.
Mm-hmm.
So, like Aaron was just saying, you take an old barn and you resaw and remill those planks or that lumber, and, you know, you get kind of the age and the weathering of that material that you can't replicate.
Right.
Not only is it green, but it's beautiful.
Right.
So,
yeah, a lot of the designers are actually looking for that weathered look.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is a real easy way to get it.
Oh, and that's, I mean, it's kind of been around, but it seems like it's growing even more and more. Are you guys using a lot of that in your homes down there, Rich?
No.
No?
I mean, we get calls for it, but no, actually, because of our hot, humid climate, we will not use any solid wood. So if you're doing, you know, something like that, then it's resawn and used as a wear layer.
Oh, okay.
So, you know what I mean? So everything we do is veneer.
Try a microphone. It'll.
Here. Yeah.
If people want to see these wood products, Ron, you said Periscope.
Yeah.
How do they?
Just if you go to the Play Store or your iTunes thing, whatever, just go to Periscope.
Mm-hmm.
And then download the app, and then you look for Mighty House.
If you already have Periscope, you just search for Mighty House.
Right.
And then you could see these wood products we're talking about, which is much better than trying to explain it on the radio. Okay, I got
to
go.
Back to you.
Okay.
Thanks for the handoff.
So, Ron, the other thing is there's a lot of misconceptions in the industry as well about what actually is green and what isn't. So what we actually brought in is what people really think is green, which is bamboo.
Yeah,
right.
This is bamboo. Huh?
So we brought in.
You want to go off on it, Rich?
Well,
no.
Okay.
We want to go off on it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
There's plenty.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we've got the how bamboo originally came to the market was in a couple different formats, either vertical, which is what is being shown here. Hello. Mr. Floor, which is being shown on Periscope right now. It was basically
Robbie's doing
vertical,
a great job, by the way. Just
vertical bamboo in either a natural color or carbonized, and then they also did it in a horizontal. So I have both of those samples here.
Do you have the twisted? I didn't have my headphones on.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, it's coming
okay.
up.
Okay.
So
quit stepping on them.
When it came to the market, this is a green product because it regrows very quickly and everything else. What they didn't talk about is how it got put together and where it got put together and how it got here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So even though the actual product is green, it is put together with all kinds of resins,
mm-hmm.
which is manufactured not really green.
Right.
And then you have to ship it because most of it is made in China.
Yep.
And it has to get here.
So it's a green product in China if it's to be installed in China.
It's a more green product in China.
Yes. Then
so
it
more
is
green?
More green.
More
right.
green. Greener.
Yes.
Right. So the big myth on green products is, well, it's fast growing. It's, you know, it regenerates very quickly. But as Aaron was just saying, absolutely, you know, how does it get produced? So all of the resins, all of the composites, all of the adhesives that are used in producing this product really make it much, much less green than it actually is. And so we have a conversation with our clients every single day about, you know, what's legitimately green and what is kind of sort of green. And in our opinion, you know, you take a tree from an FSC certified mill. Okay,
FSC, what's that?
So Forestry Stewardship Council, and that's a certification that certain mills will receive from that organization that basically says that that mill is harvesting correctly, that that mill is replanting those trees, that it's treated like a crop, no different than corn or soybeans or any of the other sort of crops, you know, that would be harvested. The tree is taken down, it's milled into flooring. It doesn't get much more green than that. I mean, there is no adhesive, there is no you know, resins. There's nothing that has to be compressed or combined. That's a pretty green product. So yes, even though bamboo is technically green in that it grows and regenerates quickly, the production is just absolutely terrible. It's bad for the environment, and it's bad once it's produced.
Now, I've heard they're starting to grow it down in Alabama and places like that too, but it's also an invasive species. So
right.
That really shouldn't even be grown here.
Right. That's exactly
because
right.
It'll start taking over stuff. So
yeah.
Right. And to complicate things about being green, they said, okay, well, instead of making horizontal and vertical, we'll make what's called stranded, which is basically shredded bamboo put together with glue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
that's why it's so hard, because it's all glue.
Wait, Robbie has a question.
Here's the tough question, guys. Sorry, I don't pull punches.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sell it?
Do you install it?
Do you install it?
Reluctantly.
We do everything in our power not to. We'll talk to people about the problems with it and with it, the misconceptions about it.
Well, the biggest thing to me is that the people don't realize is that bamboo, being a grass, it's very soft.
Except for all the resin.
Except for all the glue.
Well, yeah. That's what makes it hard. Is the resin.
They're not very durable floors, except for the twisted or stranded.
Right.
And again, that's just because of the glue. So when somebody says they want bamboo because it's, you know, renewable, you go, well, it's because you're going to renew it every 5 years. We're taking the whole floor out. You know, dog's nails, all that'll tear it up.
Not only that, Rich, but it doesn't act in a predictable way. Because it's not wood, it's a grass.
Right.
In Chicago, with the high humidity and temperature swings that we go through, it'll do whatever it wants to do. And so we'll get a call from a client, oh, my God, you know, my floor is doing this or my floor is doing that. And it shouldn't be doing any of those things. But, you know, a lot of it is just because it's unpredictable. The stranded bamboo, which we're showing now, and Robbie is doing a great job on Periscope, is probably 80% resin. I mean, it's shredded. It's mixed in with these resins and glues. It goes out on almost like a cookie sheet. It's baked, it's cured, and then it's cut into floor planks. And so, you know, again, it kind of goes back to, you know, how green is it? Yes, the bamboo itself is green, but everything else about it really isn't. So one other thing I want to just quickly throw onto the table here for you, Robbie, is cork. Now, cork is a completely different product in that cork does not take the tree down. There are cork trees, typically in Portugal, where the cork is actually harvested from within the bark itself, and then it's manufactured into cork flooring. This is an extremely green product, and we're very very much a fan of it.
So isn't that like the bark on the tree? So they shave that,
and then
it regrows.
It regenerates,
and then they can
do it again.
Right.
Yes. So cork is a great green product. That's the backside of the cork.
Well, the nice thing, too, cork's a great sound deadener and so on.
Like
so it's got lots of good properties.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great insulative product. It's great acoustically. It's very comfortable to walk on. It's manufactured in lots of different formats. Here we're showing a floating, panelized, engineered cork. Great product.
Can you use that in the kitchen with kitchen chairs sliding around, or are you going to have problems with something like that?
Yeah, it's more of a concern. Not so much sliding, because the coating on it is an aluminum oxide UV coating, so very, very durable. But impact, you know, we get a little bit more concerned in the kitchen with impact. So a regular solid wood floor, or even an engineered wood floor, sliced veneer product would be great in the kitchen. So, but from an overall durability standpoint, great product and significantly much more green.
It's very pretty.
Yeah.
I know that's what you wanted to hear.
Yeah. Thank you.
So and there's also, I know there's some, quote, green carpets.
Right, but, made out of recycled bottles, water bottles, and stuff like that. Absolutely.
So there are, and they're also, when you walk into a home that's got fresh carpet and then you smell that,
right.
They've got the no VOC or right. low VOC carpets now, too, right?
Exactly. So
if somebody does want that carpet.
Yeah, most carpets are actually low VOC. They all have to go through a mandate. So
okay.
you have to make sure that they're not off-gassing and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The important thing is when it comes to green, is what are you doing with the old carpet? So we also, when you pull out old carpet, some carpets can be, some carpets can't be recycled. The pad mm-hmm. can be recycled. So we do recycle whatever we can when it comes to that.
Okay,
we don't want it to go into a landfill.
Right. You got about a minute left, Robbie. Go ahead real quick.
What's the difference between vertical and horizontal? I don't get it.
It's just the orientation of the grain. So
of the bamboo.
Right. So,
but it's all going the same way.
Not in this case. So here they're laying flat on the horizontal, and on the vertical they're actually standing up vertically, and they're orienting
a different way. Like a grain kind
right.
of like it's all going.
Yeah. So
going
look at the cross section here.
Here it's going vertical.
See,
so
it's laying flat here. Yep. And
right.
then here
so
it's going
So you have these
horizontal.
Little nubs on where the ends of the bamboo is.
The growth rings. Mm-hmm. The...
Yep.
All right, Mr.'s Floor, I appreciate it. You guys did a great job as
Thank
usual.
You.
Thank you.
Go to MrFloor.com for more information, and. We've got to, you guys have all this stuff at your showroom,
we
too.
Do, we yeah, do. Give us a call or visit
number.
Our website. 847-674-7500.
All right. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.